Welcome to Israel 18 News at 12 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Right now, Israel is experiencing a range of weather. In Tel Aviv, it's a sunny afternoon, perfect for a stroll along the beach. Jerusalem is enjoying clear skies, ideal for outdoor activities. Meanwhile, Haifa has a light breeze, making it comfortable for a walk in the city. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Jerusalem Post. Strikes on refineries and gas facilities signal a dangerous new escalation in the Israel-Iran energy infrastructure war. Also, Ynet reports that Israel has approved a multi-billion-dollar deal for F-15 and F-35 jets with a focus on Iran. Also this hour, the leaders of a Gaza-bound flotilla arrived in Israel after being intercepted near Greece, according to JNS. Separately, I-24 News shares that talks on Hamas disarmament have stalled, with no tangible progress reported. And finally, Axios notes that former President Trump has announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon, a sensitive topic for Netanyahu. Reaction has been swift on social media. Fania Oz Salzberger, an Israeli activist, highlighted an event where Ben-Gvir celebrated his birthday with a controversial cake, posting just minutes ago. Open Source Intel, an analyst covering the conflict, noted a record-breaking low for the Iranian rial, writing on X just now. The Times of Israel reports a man was shot dead in Shfarom, marking the 10-0's violent killing in the Arab community this year. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the energy infrastructure conflict, the Jerusalem Post details how recent attacks on refineries and gas facilities reflect a new phase in the Israel-Iran war. Experts warn these actions could destabilize the region beyond immediate military concerns. This escalation poses a significant risk to energy security and regional stability. Turning to the defense deal, Ynet explains that Israel's government has approved a major purchase of F-15 and F-35 jets. This decision strengthens Israel's air capabilities amid ongoing tensions with Iran. The acquisition underscores Israel's strategic focus on maintaining a qualitative edge in the region. Meanwhile, JNS reports that the leaders of a flotilla headed for Gaza have arrived in Israel after being stopped near Greece. The foreign ministry confirmed they would face questioning. This interception highlights ongoing maritime security measures and diplomatic challenges. On the diplomatic front, I-24 News reveals that efforts to disarm Hamas have hit a roadblock. Despite claims of shutdowns, the coordination mechanism remains active. The lack of progress complicates broader peace efforts and regional diplomacy. Finally, Axios discusses a ceasefire announced by Trump between Israel and Lebanon. This move is politically delicate for Netanyahu, but could advance broader peace talks with Iran. The ceasefire may provide a temporary reprieve in hostilities. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that questions linger over how Israel will finance its new fighter jet acquisitions. The government has approved additional F-35 and F-15 squadrons. This raises concerns about future U.S. security assistance post-2028. Separately, Mariv Business highlights significant price gaps in the vegetable market. Israelis often face discrepancies between advertised prices and actual costs at checkout. This issue affects everyday consumers and raises questions about market regulation. And finally, Ynet Business covers a unique research initiative at the Paris Academic Center. Israeli researchers are using crowdfunding data to study campaign success. This hackathon could provide insights into effective fundraising strategies. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 1 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.